Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now that we're in the season of Easter, we're going to start a new look at living as people of the resurrection. We are Easter people. We are people that are risen with Christ and given the assurance of eternal life. So, with this new series, Living as People of the Resurrection, we're going to have a couple of different themes. And they're all words that start with the letter P. Ponder, purpose, people, proclaim, and praise. Today, we talk about pondering, thinking, reflecting, looking at the logical details. So, let's do some pondering. Now, the last 40 days we were part of, during the season of Lent, leading up to Easter, we were asked to take a real good, honest look in the mirror, to look at our true selves, and recognize that it is purely God's grace, His undeserved love to us, that allows us to look at ourselves truly and see who we really are. Now, who really are we? Well, let me first start with a story. Frederick II was a king, and he was a king during the 1700s in Prussia, over in Europe. Now, during a regular inspection, as he was touring a Berlin, Germany prison, this king was greeted by the whimpers of prisoners who fell on their knees as he came by, and they were protesting their unjust treatment and their unjust imprisonment. They were innocent, according to this king. And while listening to their pleas of innocence, King Frederick, he noticed a man, one person, all by himself in the corner, totally indifferent that the king was even there. "Why are you here?" King Frederick asked him. "Armed robbery, Your Majesty." "Well, are you guilty?" the king asked. "Oh, yes, Your Majesty. I entirely deserve my punishment." Hearing the prisoner's honesty, Frederick called forth the jailer. "Release this man at once," he said. "I will not have him kept in prison, corrupting all these fine, innocent people who occupy it." Indeed, we find the irony a little bit amusing. But could this be also a story for us as we hold a mirror to the illusions sometimes that we create when we cover up ourselves with the fig leaf of innocence? You see, during the season of Lent, we were called to reflect upon our sinfulness and our need, our brokenness, our need for Christ. The power of the cross that Jesus went on, the power of the cross of Christ, is that naming of our sin. And so we ponder today our need still for God. And this is going to be a journey that takes us victoriously to that empty tomb that we celebrated just last week. You see, for us, Jesus going to the cross is our opportunity to say, "Yes, Your Majesty, I am guilty." But also for us, Jesus rising from the grave, Easter morning, it's also our opportunity. It's also your opportunity to hear to you, "You are free. Time to go. You're out of prison." Throughout Lent, into Easter now, we pondered, we thought about, we really recognized our brokenness and our need for God's restorative mercy. So now, with Easter, we discover once again a God whose love frees us, totally opens the door. A God whose love frees us no matter how far we stray in our own illusions, thinking of how we are innocent. No matter the jail into which we have been thrown. So we hear with the lurch of maybe metal even creaking, the prison door opening once more for you. Now, to help us kind of ponder a little more about that, I want to tell you another story about this painting. Very famous painting. What is it of? The Last Supper. Centuries ago, in the early 1500s, when this artist, Leonardo da Vinci, was painting this masterpiece, The Last Supper, he selected a young man to actually sit down for the character of Jesus to paint as a model. His name was Pietro Bandinelli. And Pietro was chosen because of his humble and gentle spirit. Now, in Da Vinci's mind, this was exactly how he imagined Jesus. Humble and gentle. Now, as a lot of artists go, Da Vinci was notorious, like a lot of us, for starting many projects and not ever getting around to finishing them. Not saying that you're going to finish the door behind me, but it's going to happen. Now, when painting this famous painting, The Last Supper, Leonardo da Vinci took many years to finally get it done. And yet he only had one more character in this table scene to paint. And it happened to be Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. And finally, Leonardo found his model on the streets of Rome. It was a man who matched his image of a betrayer. This man was shoulders bent down to the ground. And he had an expression that was cold and rude. And while Da Vinci painted his finishing touches with this model, the man seemed very agitated, kind of upset. He looked around the studio, and suddenly his expression turned even to sadness. Da Vinci asked, "Why can't you just sit still? What's wrong with you?" Well, the man walked over to the painting, pointed at the image of Jesus and of Jesus' face, and said, "These years have betrayed me, maestro. Look how much I have changed in 25 years. Today you chose me to model as Judas Iscariot, but 25 years ago, I, Pietro Bandinelli, was your model for Christ." Life can do that to us. There is a Pietro in all of us. And we have the mark of sin to prove it. But what is so great about Easter is that Jesus can actually put things into reverse. He can turn back time. He can open a tomb, and he can turn the Judas in us and make us more just like Christ. It's now Easter. It still is Easter, and Jesus has defeated death. He is still King and Lord forever. So, live as resurrected people. Don't beat yourself up and put yourself in chains of your shortcomings, because they're forgiven. What Jesus did on Easter, he did exactly for you. Now that's a gift of grace to ponder. So, light up the darkness, shine for the people in your life, and live as people of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.